Needs abound in East Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We can't name this country for security purposes, but it's descended into an all-out war with millions on the move. The instability here threatens to destabilize the entire region. Wycliffe Associates' Sam Todd says chaos began in this country in mid-April and hasn't stopped since.
Normal life stops in those instances, and you go into pure survival mode. You have the tension of, are we safe? What do we eat? Where are we going to sleep? Are my kids okay? Where are my siblings or my extended family?
Pray for courage and strength as believers care for people in need. Churches often function as makeshift hospitals or care centers in warlike situations.
When humanity is at its worst, the church is at its best. They become community sanctuaries where people know they can go to be loved, protected, to be cared for.
And anti-conversion laws in northern India have escalated persecution of minority Christians over the past 2 years. Local partners of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada soon founded a law firm to respond to the needs. Despite persecution, God is growing the church. The law firm's co-founder, Ramshan Saranu, says,
the number of people coming to the Lord during this past 2 to 3 years actually increased. So we have seen more coming to the Lord, receiving Christ and reading the Word for the past 2 years.
The lawyers recently helped one new believer who came to know Christ through watching YouTube. Sushil George urges us to pray.
More gospel content should be produced in social media so that the gospel is communicated to the neo-literate community, which is larger in India.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.